We all need to encourage men to lean into their families. Unfortunately, traditional gender roles are reinforced not just by individuals, but also by employment policies. Most companies in the United States offer more time off for maternity than paternity leave, and men take far fewer extended breaks from work for family reasons. Our laws support this double standard. In the United States, only 5 states provide any income replacement for the care of a new baby, which is a large problem in and of itself. In 3 of these states, this benefit is only offered to mothers and is characterized as a pregnancy disability benefit. Only 2 states offer a paid family leave benefit that fathers can use. In general, fathers do not take much time off for a new child. A survey of fathers in the corporate sector found that the vast majority took off 1 week or less when their partners gave birth, hardly enough time to start out as an equal parent. I'm proud that even before I arrived, Facebook offered equal time for maternity and paternity leave. When family-friendly benefits like paternity leave or reduced work hours are offered, both male and female employees often worry that if they take advantage of these programs, they will be seen as uncommitted to their jobs, and for good reason. Employees who use these benefits often face steep penalties, ranging from substantial pay cuts to lost promotions to marginalization.